Father, we thank you because wasting our lives on you is the best way for a life to be wasted. And we will waste our lives again and waste it again and waste it again. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the privilege to waste it. For he that loses his life shall find it. And he who finds his life shall lose it. We decided to lose our lives in you, that we may find it. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your right hand high up. I see a mood, very deep mood of the Spirit. I see a season of rewards. For anyone who says you have wasted your time in church, you are wasting your life in God. What has God done for you? What has changed in your life? Lift your hands. I see the season of rewards. Yes. For faithfulness, reward in giving, reward in tithing, reward in evangelism. Thank you for this season of rewards. Blessed be your name. With your hands, I'm thanking for your rewards.
What a good way to be wasted, Lord.
To be wasted, Lord, on you. Blessed be your name, Lord, for rewards. Thank you, because not one life, not one person will live here the same way they have come. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat.
Ooh. Surrender all to you. Let my life, let it be a living sacrifice. Oh Lord, I surrender all to you. Let my life, let it be a living sacrifice. Oh Lord, I surrender to you.
Daniel chapter 6 verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Now this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Why? Because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. An excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Defining excellence, part 3. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning. Everyone here in person. From all the neighborhood access here and everyone watching online, you are welcome in the name of Jesus. Three basic things will be our objective this morning. First, we'll be understanding why excellence is necessary. Two, we'll understand what excellence is all about. And three, the departments of excellence. First, the necessity of excellence. Second, the meaning of excellence. Fourth, departments of excellence. Somebody may wonder, what is the subject of excellence doing in church? Shouldn't that be something that would be taught in the corporate world or taught maybe to academicians? What is excellence all about where church is concerned? Why is it necessary? Three things I identified in the first service. One, that excellence is the inheritance of God's people. Excellence is our portion, is our possession under God. The Bible said we are to be the head and not the tail, above only, and never beneath. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, a distinguished people, a set apart people, a unique people, an outstanding people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Excellence is our birthright in God. Birthright. It is such that within the Jewish community, they understand that they are not, they don't take second position. Most times when they take a decision, it is either you fall in line or you fall out of the line. Today, one out of every Nobel Prize winner is a Jew. One. In medicine, in economics, in peace, in physics, in chemistry. One. That is, they take one position and then divide the four positions for America, for Britain, for Germany, for France, for Spain, for South America, for Nigeria, for everybody else. They take one and share the rest, because Jehovah their creator told them, you shall be the head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. So it's our birthright. It is not the corporate world that should show the world the world excellence. It is the church. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We have left these things for the world for too long. It is the birthright of the church. Anybody now wants to? There are those who will go for 10-day course in Harvard, and then, oh, I'm an alumni of Harvard. I'm a graduate. I'm an alumni of Harvard. Just add that to it. Why? Because they went to an institution of learning that is considered the foremost in the world, that was founded by church, including Cambridge, including Oxford. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Those are church-founded institutions that took excellence to the highest level, and it is now a reference point for the world. Very, very important. It's our birthright. Why is excellence necessary as a subject? Second, excellence is the channel of worship and glory for the King of Kings. I just said it now. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that you should show forth the praises. That is, I want you to be outstanding for me, so that people can ask, this child of God, this talented guy, who is he? Says a child of God. That young man here is testifying about doing anatomy, human anatomy, that is the structure of the human body from head to toe. Did hard quiz on them, and he came first as a child of God, a member of this house. I was trying to give him some of my own quiz to be sure that whether they did that. Came first. Who is he? A child of God. Who is he? Born again. This brings worship to God. Am I communicating? To show forth the praises of him that has called you. Your excellence is a department of your worship. We said that in the last service. And then, thirdly, excellence is a tool for the command of audience in evangelism. The command of audience. People that will not hearken to your utterance will hearken to your excellence. People who will not hear what you have to say will see what you have to do. 2 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 23. We read the King's version of it. First King's version of it. All the kings of the earth sought to the presence of Solomon to hear, to watch the wisdom that translated into excellence that God had put in his heart. Kings looked for him to be able to see what God did with Solomon. When this construction was ongoing and was and by the time it was finished, the Nigerian Society of Engineers came, gave it thumbs up. And awarded the structural engineer an award for this. The number one construction company in Nigeria came in here, understudied everything, gave it thumbs up. That's multinational. And said they are about to do something like this, so they came to see what we did. Architecture students from universities across the nation came and still come on excursion tour. Engineering. Excellence commands audience. Effortless audience. People look for you when what you do stands out. When it stands out. And then it makes the gospel easy. It makes preaching easy. An Israeli man came in here some time ago. He said, I've traveled around the world. I've not seen a thing like this. He said, I'm going to come here all the way from Israel. White man with his wife. To worship in this house. Make it easy for people to hear your voice. Make it easy for people to hear what you have to say by standing out for God. Make it easy for people to follow you to church by doing better than them in what you all are doing. Make it easy for people to desire to know your God. Now, having said all of that, what is excellence? By definition. We had several definitions this morning, but I'm going to give two for this service. One, excellence is the realm of worth and value. Worth and value. It is aversion for inferiority and average. The realm of worth and value. Where you do worthy things. You do valuable things. When people see what you do, it carries worth and carries weight. It carries value. It's valuable. Anything inferior, anything average is not you. For you, if it is not the best, it is not good enough for the King of Kings. The realm of worth and the realm of value is aversion for inferiority or average. Second, excellence is the deployment of brilliance and skill. When you deploy, you don't do things shabbily. You deploy brilliance, you deploy skill. You confirm to the world that you have a brain that works. You have the mind that is working. That you have a brain that works. You have a mind that works. You have a working mind, a sound mind. It is the refusal to function thoughtlessly, mindlessly. There are people who function thoughtlessly, mindlessly. They do things like they are not thinking. Excellence includes the involvement of thought into effort. It is the combination of thought and effort to produce desired result. Thought is backed with effort. Effort and the results desired are produced. Very, very important. That is what God expects us to do. That is the realm He wants us to function in. Very, very quickly, there are departments of excellence that I want you to take a look at. If someone must walk so that you can be where God wants you to be, so that your life can bring glory to God, so that your life can bring people to know God, what are you to combine? Number one is standards maintenance. People who excel, they maintain standards. If there are no standards, nobody can stand out. You stand out because of standards. You don't act shabbily. You don't act carelessly. You don't act casually. Standards are maintained. Standards are followed accurately. Standards, maintenance. Number two is attention to details. Attention to detail. In the second service, we said progress is detained where details are ignored. Progress is detained. There are people whose lives are not moving in any way because of no attention to details. So, attention to details. Attention to details. If your destiny matter to you, details must matter to you. Attention to details. Do you know that people have regretted terribly for failure to read in between the lines of agreements? In Nigeria, people sign documents that they are not aware of. Just sign here. Just sign here. By the time you finish the sinology, like we used to call it in medical school, then the lawyer begins to interpret it to you. Whereas, then you realize that you just signed out your destiny. You just signed out your future. So it's how you say, but you signed. Attention to details. Very, very important. And number three is addiction to order and beauty. Order and beauty. Order and beauty, yeah. Order and beauty. Anywhere there is excellence, the things are beautiful. You just look, the system is beautiful. It's both beautiful and orderly, or orderly and beautiful. There is a flow that just is just beautiful. It's just sweet to look at. Where there is no excellence, things are ugly. Disorder everywhere. It's just ugly to look at. We look at examples in scripture where beauty was flowing side by side with excellence. First of all, the garment of the high priest in the Old Testament was made for beauty and for glory. Beauty and for glory. In Exodus 28 and in verse 21, he said, "And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, 22. Right, look at verse 2. Verse 2. "And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty." The garment of the high priest was sewn in dignity, and beauty was the signature of that garment. Second example, the temple of Solomon was built in magnificence with fame and glory. Was built in magnificence. First Chronicles chapter 22 and in verse 5. Magnificence, fame, glory. First Chronicles 22. Go on. Alright, okay, verse 5. "And David says, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnificent of fame and of glory." It should be magnificent. It should be majestic. It should be beautiful. It should be excellent. We saw that. Now, example number 3. The stones, okay, the wood of the altar was placed in order before Elijah could call down the fire. The wood of the altar. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 30. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 30. And the Bible said, "And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down." Verse 33. He repaired the altar. He took stones according to the number of the tribes of Israel, and then he put the wood in order. When that happened, the fire fell. The fire fell. As everything was ordered on the altar. If you look at also the wedding in Cana of Galilee, the fire fell. The stones, the pots were arranged. Stone pots according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, and then the water changed into wine. The miracle of the multiplication of bread, Mark chapter 6 verse 39 to verse 42. Jesus made the people to sit down in companies of 50s, and then they began to distribute 50s, ranks of hundreds and 50s. That orderliness made the bread to multiply. Somebody say a loud amen. I'd like you to take note of the following as we round off. Number 1. Order is the first principle of creation. So nothing functions well in creation without order. Again, order is the first principle of creation. If anything in creation must function well, it must function with order. Why do we say so? Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to verse 10. We don't have the time to read that now. When God came on the scene, he began to put things in order. Let there be light. Turn on the light. All right, let me see the room. Oh, the place is bad. The water and the earth are together. Earth, move here. Water, move there. Oh, the sky and the ground are together. Sky, move up. Earth, move. He just began to put things in order. And by the time the order was in place, everything functioned well. If you want your life to work, order it. If you want your business to work, order it. If you want your marriage to work, order it. If you want your ministry to work, order it. Nothing functions in creation without order. Hallelujah. Secondly, order is the foundation for beauty, which is the signature of excellence. Order is the foundation for beauty, which is the signature of excellence. Order brings beauty, and beauty brings attraction. Nothing is beautiful without order. If they should show you this roof up here, okay, they are showing us outside. You have, supposing those roads are just anyhow. Okay, see this now. If there are 22 to 23,000 pieces of metal joined end to end, calculated order. That is the reason why this geodesic system is holding without a pillar in the center. With weights transmitted from metal to metal until it is transmitted to the roof beam, transmitted through the principal columns right into the earth, 8 to 12 meters into the ground with pile foundation. Do you understand? If you want your life, your destiny to be beautiful, order it. Somebody say, Father, I receive the grace to order my life. That is number two. And number three, order is the platform for wonder. God performs wonder when people present order. You will see the wonders of God if you move with order in life. Those people sat down and the 5 loaves and 2 fishes multiplied until the balance was left. Elijah put the wood of the altar in order and the fire fell. There are people looking for fire where there is no order. It doesn't happen. They are looking for fire where there is no order. It doesn't happen. Conclusion. Excellence does not happen by chance. It happens by choice. Nobody becomes a consultant neurosurgeon and says, I don't know how I became. Just as if I'm so lucky. You are not so lucky. You did 6 years of basic medical training, did 4 to 5 years of general surgery specialization, did another 4 to 5 years of neurosurgery super specialization. It didn't just happen. Nobody say I'm a general. I don't even know. In fact, they saw me on the road and gave me the rank. Hello? Saw you on the road and gave you what rank? By the time you pass through the first training, some people ran away. Some people ran away. You remained. And then continued through the ranks. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nothing. There is nothing that is correct that happens by chance. There is nothing desirable that happens accidentally. It is not by chance. happens by choice. Secondly, excellence is license to eminence, to prominence. When you excel, you license God to take you where you are meant to be. Somebody is going higher. Somebody is going higher. Are you the one? Wave your hands and give him the praise. It's going higher. Going higher. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, I receive the grace to excel. I receive that grace to excel. Lift up your right hand. Just begin to worship him. stand up on your feet everywhere you are. To worship at your heart, to roll, to be called it. So, it is a privilege. It is an honor to worship at your heart, to be called it. Your presence, oh, and what a privilege it is, an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence, oh, it is a privilege, it is an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Get your hands everywhere. Just maintain quietness if it is possible with the hands uplifted. High up. Just whisper that name. Encounter time, visitation time. It is a privilege, it is an honor, to worship at the altar, to be called into your presence as your own. What a privilege, it is an honor, to worship at your throne. To be called into your presence as your own. Lift your hands high. It's taking the garment of somebody's body, an old garment of rejection, old garment of discouragement, a garment of sorrow and bereavement, speaking peace into someone's heart now, causing anxiety to disappear. High blood pressure is disappearing. Let it be, Lord. Lift your hands and receive what He is releasing to you now. It's releasing freedom, releasing liberty, releasing deliverance, releasing help, releasing assistance. I prophesy upon you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I declare a release now in the name of Jesus. One. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head screaming, I receive. And whatever God has in store for you this moment shall be released upon you. In the name of Jesus. One, two, and three. Receive. 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 And receive. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Everything that pertains to you, that belongs to your hand, and you want them to enter your hands, I prophesy upon you now. What is yours shall enter your hands. I decree right now, if you came with a material for impartation, lift them up. And if you don't, just lift up your two hands. I prophesy, I decree, I announce right now, everything that is yours, wherever they are, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, they shall look for you. I decree and prophesy all round fruitfulness. 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 Everywhere there is dryness around your life, I decree it is over. Fruitfulness shall be all round in your life. In the name of Jesus. Let it be, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. The systems are put under pressure. You shall lose your sleep and peace and rest until all that pertains to you enters your hands. In the name of Jesus. This week, you shall testify. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Wave your hands to the King of Kings. This blessing can rest if you have given your lives to Jesus. If you have made your way right with Jesus. You want to be forgiven of your sins? Can take your seat. You want today to mark a new day for you? Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the front quickly. Now I'll be praying for you. You are worthy. Oh, yigi, yigi, I don't know. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Jehovah Ole Yachaba. You are worthy, Lord, you. Worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, yigi, yigi, I don't know. You are worthy. All around this place, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to be genuinely born again. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a child of God, not just a church goer. Quickly come forward. Quickly come forward. One. Two. Rush forward quickly.
You are worthy, 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 worthy. Worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, yidi, yidi, Adonai. You are worthy, 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 Lord. Oh, trouble. Wadi 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 Lord. Oh, you are worthy, Lord.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name, Lord. Those of you here, place your right hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I've come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God. That grace is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.